how many times are we going to talk about the gangs, you reckon, and their trouble before the election? Coromandel over the weekend, if you missed this, the rebels came to town. It was ugly attacks, intimidation, thefts, promises from the gangs that they'd be back. Jesus, we'll be back. We've seen a video of the members attacking just members of the public on the main street. The situation's so bad, there's a public meeting about it tonight. Coromandel Business Association Vice Chair Anne Loudon's with us. Anne, very good morning to you.
Hey Mike, how are you this beautiful morning?
Yes, it is a beautiful morning. I'm well, but how badly affected is the town after this?
Oh, I think we're really shook, to be honest. We had a group of visitors ride into town on Friday, and they weren't here to take their kids fishing or their wives to the cafes. Their only intention was to do some nasty distribution business and cause a bit of mayhem in our little town.
How often does this happen?
Well, we've seen gangs coming through on a regular basis as they head over the hill to Kennedy Bay. There's no hesitation that there is some, there's definitely some business going on over there. But there's just there's nothing to stop them from coming through. I was stunned to see the level of gang violence on the videos that are going around on social media. It's not just one. I mean, there was one on the main street of our little town on the Sunday, but then on the Saturday night in our local hotel, I was absolutely appalled by the brutal violence and the lack of humanity that these people seem to have. And they seem to know that there's no recriminations. I mean, our nearest police are at least an hour away, or at worst, 2.5 hours to drive from Hamilton.
Yeah, and when you say you're nearest police, how many of them are there if they came?
Well, I mean, they can come on force if the call goes out. But this was like probably 20 to 30 odd people that were here, and they just basically come in and take over our town. And as you say, you know, they're like, oh, we'll be back. So what is that supposed to mean? That we're not actually allowed to do anything about it or get the police involved? I mean, we're sick to death of it up here, really.
I'm not surprised. Is it always the rebels, or is it just a bunch of different gangs?
No, it's a bunch of different gangs, but there's two or three main ones, but to be honest, with the promise of I'm coming back, you know, we've also got to be reasonably careful about what we say on the radio and the media and stuff like that. I mean, we've had subsequent ram raids in Thames, and we're not used to this sort of thing in our little town, and people's concerns are really rising at the level of this crime.
Not surprised. So what are you going to do about, I mean, it's all very well to have a meeting of the police coming tonight?
Yes, they are. We've got councillors, local police, obviously the business associations, the community boards. I mean, all the people will be there. But I have to admit, Mike, it probably will end up being a little bit of a talk fest because we're constantly being affected here in New Zealand by the level of criminality that we've never seen before.
Exactly.
And not only that, it just doesn't seem to have any recrimination. The police, I mean, the police have an inability to be able to deal properly with these people. So the whole concept of on crime, it has to happen. With too many people have been let into New Zealand that would not normally be here. They're left alone over here with no support, and so they turn to the gangs. And the gangs is not the way to go at all, because it's totally illegal, and they're dealing with drugs and guns and violence. I mean, it's not healthy. It's not New Zealand.
Now, hold on. Let me interrupt you, Annie. There's a hikoi coming from Northland at the moment down to Wellington, and this is the women of the gangs, and they're collecting signatures along the way, and they're saying Nationals policy and Act policy, it's just a misunderstanding of what the gangs are about. And these people, their men end up in prison, Anne, and the women are left at home with the children, and it's just not fair.
Oh, I know, that's dreadful for them, isn't it? You know, and good on them for doing a hikoi, and I think that's great. But isn't that the same place that was raided and that the taxpayer has been paying for, and they've found drugs and money and guns? You know, like, I understand where these women are coming from, but it's a lifestyle choice, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And do you see the debate last night, by the way?
No, I didn't, I have to admit.
Fair enough, too. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Anne Loudon, Coromandel Business Association Vice Chair, and we wish them well with their meeting tonight. Mark Mitchell will be all over this after 8 o'clock this morning, of course. 18-2.